Hi, I'm Nathan Feuerberg, writer and creator of Flies in the Jar. If you enjoy the show, it would be great if you could go over to iTunes or Podchasers and leave a review. Or, even better, just tell a friend. Flies in the Jar is a serialized radio drama. If this is your first time listening, it's advisable that you begin with episode one.
Previously on Flies in the Jar.
That afternoon, we drove out to the valley to meet Billy Summers. Here she is, Smith and Wesson, five shooter.
We just want to be able to defend ourselves.
Well, all right then. Just remember, I didn't sell it to you.
Did you ever think about time travel?
I don't regret anything I've done.
Ladies in! What happened? I thought you were playing tonight.
Me too. No. My rent is due on Friday, Reggie. I need my cash.
I hear ya.
And now, an all-new episode of Flies in the Jar.
Flies in the Jar is based on true events.
You have any trouble finding the place?
Am I late?
No. Right on time. Actually, a few minutes early. Could you please remove your shirt and pants?
You want me to strip?
I need to see if you're wearing a wire.
Fine.
And your jeans. Thank you. You can put your clothes back on now.
Can you just tell me what the job is, man?
It's pretty simple. You follow my rules, and everybody stays happy.
Reggie said you needed a package delivered?
First rule, never use real names.
So what do I call you?
You can refer to me as Phoenix.
Like Mr. Phoenix or Senor Phoenix?
Phoenix. Is fine.
All right, ma'am. Where does this package go?
Packages. If you take the job, you'll be delivering 4 packages a month. You'll never know exactly where you're going. We'll disclose the drop-off location when you're in the immediate area.
So I'm just supposed to contact you to get the address?
Second rule. The only way you'll try to contact us is by sending us the number of the payphone you're near. Our pager's number is 213-555-1212.
213-555-1212.
213-555-1212.
Yeah, I got it.
When you're on the road, you'll need to contact us every evening. Also, if you think anything is wrong, like someone is following you, you should contact us immediately.
And then what?
We'll figure out a solution.
That's it? If things go sideways, I'm just supposed to wait for you to come up with some sort of plan?
So far, we've never had a problem. If you stick to the rules, everything should be fine.
You're really putting my mind at ease.
Rule 3. Never open up the trunk of the vehicle.
Wait. What exactly am I delivering?
The less you know about the packages, the better it will be if you're questioned.
Look, I'm not delivering anything unless I know exactly what it is. I mean, this is going over the border, right? You can't just expect me to cross a border and not know what I'm toting.
Sometimes you'll be moving cash. Sometimes illicit substances. You'll be driving it from here to the Vancouver area. You'll always find $300 in cash in the glove compartment to cover expenses. When the the job is finished, you'll receive $1,500.
Sweet. I'll take it.
What?
I mean, I'll take the job.
Last rule. You do this alone. No hitchhikers. No friends along for the ride.
Yeah, man, I got it.
What's our pager number?
213-555-1212.
Flies in the Jar. Starring Lady Zen, John Jeffers, Kent Evans, and Clara Dunham. Acting consultant, Martin James Grappengetter. Sound mastering by Joshua Holloway. Produced by Lady Zen. Written and created by Nathan Feuerberg.
Never thought about somebody having to clean the stripper poles, but I guess somebody's got to do it.
We're closed.
I'm not here for the show, honey. Phoenix sent me.
Oh, you're here for the car.
You ever hire live bands in here?
People don't come here for the music, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's too bad, though. I've been working on some really sexy songs.
There you go. Car's out back.
What do I drive it to?
Didn't Phoenix tell you anything? This trip you go north every night you check in.
Yeah. They tell me. They tell me where to go next, though.
If it's too complicated for you, now's the time to pull out.
No, I can handle it.
Are you sure?
Oh, whoa, are those Slim Jims?
I'm serious. I just had another girl drop out after months of driving, and I had to help her relocate and get fake documents made up.
You're not gonna sell me a Slim Jim, are you?
Either walk out of here right now, or pick up the keys, go out back, and get in the Toyota.
Well, have a think about that sexy music. It could be real cool. Nice. They packed my travel money. Drives a fucking LeBaron anyway.
What? You never told me you were a smuggler?
Of course I have. That's the reason we're on this plane.
You were a pirate. I mean, can I call you that now? Can I call you, like, Pirate Zen?
No. Smuggling is not that exciting. It's actually pretty boring. You drive a couple hours, you stop for gas, then you drive a few more, and you eat somewhere, like some In-N-Out burger.
I love me some In-N-Out burger.
Then you drive some more until you can't keep your eyes open. You stay the night in some broke-down motel. The bed's all wobbly, got holes in it, and the next day you wake up and you do it all again, and you never have anyone to talk to. And half the time, all you can find are religious sermons on the radio.
Yeah, but did you ever look in the trunk?
You know what was in the trunk. I told you...
I told you all this before.
I bet it was like a kilo of blow. Like, did you ever think about just trying it? Like, they would never notice if you took, like, two rails.
Just play your tape.
Okay.
Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead, even expose them.
You're listening to 600 AM, Vancouver's unforgettable favorites.
Mm. Canadian border, quarter of a mile. Breathe slow. You can't have them seeing you sweat, girl. You got this. You got this. You got this.
Where are you headed to?
Up to Vancouver.
How long you staying for?
Just a few days, sir.
Welcome to Canada.
Wait a minute, that's it?
That's it. Have a nice visit.
A grand and a half for that? This is some easy money, man. What does it say here? We'll turn into Marine Drive. Here we go. Marine Drive, and we're looking for 5595. 5595 Sandpiper Pub. This must be it. Find the guy wearing the Confederate flag hat and tell him the passphrase. Is the fish and chips good here?
If you enjoy eating cardboard, pull up a chair.
What can I get you?
What's a good Canadian beer?
Moosehead's always favorite, and then there's Molson Lager. A lot of people like that one.
I'm gonna try that Moosehead.
I parked the vehicle two blocks up. It's a blue Audi. Here are the car keys and your payment.
Perfecto. Man, I could get used to this Canadian beer. It goes down so smooth. Oh, you're waiting for my keys. There you go.
Look, probably best if you don't stick around here sucking back cervezas.
Is that like one of the rules or something? Or like...
Nah, it's just a suggestion. See that man in the corner? He hasn't stopped clocking you since you sat down.
For real? Are you sure?
Have a look for yourself. The one in the peacoat jacket.
Hey, bartender? Can I get my bill, please?
It's Tuesdays, two for one.
Yeah, But I'm driving.
Okay, then. I'll ring you up.
Flies in the Jar includes acting by
John Jeffers,
Kent Evans,
Clara Dunham,
Martin James Grappengetter,
Lady Zen,
Maya Jaye,
Natasha Cortland,
and Nathan Feuerberg. Sound mastering by Joshua Holloway. Produced by Lady Zen. Written and created by Nathan Feuerberg.
Like what you hear? Why not subscribe and support shows like Playdate, Squad Car 22, and Flies in the Jar? Go to deepdrag.com and join our Patreon.